All right, I'll start reading here at verse 10. Finally, my brethren, be strong in the Lord and in the power of his might. Put on the whole armor of God that you may be able to stand against the wiles of the devil. For we wrestle not against flesh and blood, but against principalities, against powers, against the rulers of the darkness of this world, against spiritual wickedness in high places. Wherefore, take unto you the whole armor of God, that you may be able to withstand in the evil day. And having done all to stand, what do you do? Stand, therefore, having your loins girt about with truth, having on the breastplate of righteousness, and your feet shod with the preparation of the gospel of peace. Above all, taking the shield of faith, wherewith you shall be able to quench all the fiery darts of the wicked, all of them now, and take the helmet of salvation and the sword of the Spirit, which is the word of God. Praying always with all prayer and supplication in the Spirit, and watching thereunto with all perseverance and supplication for all saints. Now, here's my first statement. There are all kinds of forces assisting the Gentiles. It's my first statement. All kinds of forces assisting the Gentiles. Okay? Now, let's just look at two places for this. Let's go over to Exodus, in Exodus chapter 7. This is when God sent Moses down to Egypt to get the children of Israel set free. And Moses went and confronted Pharaoh. God says in verse 1, the Lord said unto Moses, see, I have made thee a god to Pharaoh. And Aaron thy brother shall be thy prophet. Thou shalt speak all that I command thee. So he's going down there now. He's got to confront this man. And it says here in verse 7, and Moses was 80 years old. So he wasn't a spring chicken. 80 years old. That's 80 years old. And Aaron was 83 years old when they spake unto Pharaoh. So somehow the scripture is bringing that out, so you'll know. And verse 8, and the Lord spake unto Moses and unto Aaron, saying, when Pharaoh shall speak unto you, saying, show a miracle for you, then thou shalt say unto Aaron, take thy rod and cast it before Pharaoh, and it shall become a serpent. So right there, he is saying that when you confront the forces of darkness, you're going to have to do it with some power. I said, you're going to have to do it with some power. All right? Now, you know what happened? Let's just read it in verse 10. So Moses and Aaron went into the Pharaoh, and they did so as the Lord had commanded. And Aaron cast down his rod before Pharaoh and before his servants, and it became a serpent. And then Pharaoh also called the wise men and the sorcerers and the magicians of Egypt. They also did in like manner with their enchantments. Now, and they cast down every man his rod, and they became serpents. But Aaron's rod swallowed up their rods. Okay? Now you know the revelation behind that. The revelation is that God told Moses, when the children of Israel were being bitten by snakes and dying, he said, now take a brass serpent, make a brass serpent, and put it on a pole. What symbol does that symbolize today? The medical profession. And he says, as many as would look on it will be healed. Okay? Now, When he was on that pole, it symbolizes the curse. Jesus was on the pole. And that this serpent, remember, was what Satan used in the garden to speak through to tempt Eve. You remember that, right? And God cursed that serpent. All right? Now, when that serpent that Aaron threw down swallowed up their serpents, it was saying that when Jesus was on that pole, he swallowed up all iniquity, swallowed up all the curse, and then went to hell, deposited it there, and was the first man born from death to life. Got born again. Now, in this, my point to you is all kinds of forces are assisting the Gentiles. That's what I want to show you. The system is rigged. Even you who have no discernment have to understand that Satan is working his sorcery to keep the money out of your hands. You got to understand that God can do something to get the money back in your hand. He can command the blessing upon you. Come on. You can sow, and when you do sow, no one, as Dr. Fred Price says, can abrogate it. In other words, once you do so, I don't care what the climate is and what Satan uses, he can't stop your harvest. That's why you can sow and reap. So, as we look at this, I want you to see that Pharaoh called his magicians and sorcerers and diviners, he called them. Now, he couldn't do this. He couldn't do this. This is not a grace that he has. He doesn't have that grace. But he had somebody in his government that was put there that Satan used to help keep the children of Israel in bondage. Now, let me show you another one. Coming over to Psalm chapter 73. I think half the battle can be won if we know who we're fighting. People busy thinking they're fighting the Republicans or the Democrats. Folks, that's for the world. Look what it says here. In Psalm chapter 73 and verse 1, truly God is good to Israel, even to such as of a clean heart. But as for me, my feet were almost gone and my steps had well nigh slipped. For I was envious at the foolish when I saw the prosperity of the wicked. For there is no bands in their death, but their strength is firm. Check it out. They are not in trouble as other men, neither are they plagued like other men. Glory to God. Therefore, pride compasseth them about as a chain. Violence covereth them as a garment. Now let's take that part. Let's put it up there starting at verse 1. From the Message translation. Let's see if I get another degree of understanding with that. All right. No doubt about it. God is good and good to good people. Good to the good-hearted. But I nearly missed it. Missed seeing his goodness. I was looking the other way, looking up to the people. At the top, envying the wicked who have it made, who have nothing to worry about, not a care in the whole wide world. Pretentious with arrogance, they wear the latest fashions in violence.